A few months ago, vehicle insurers offered temporary discounts because many people were no longer driving daily. Well, now those discounts seem to be in the rearview mirror, and some people think that insurers are actually driving rates up higher than pre-pandemic levels. Yet we're still not driving nearly as much as we used to. For more on all this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by David Lazarus, the LA Times business columnist who wrote about this topic. So, David, rates are pretty much back to normal for most people. Is that the best way to describe things at this state?
Well, pretty much, Jeff, because they get set basically biannually. So you pay for 6 months at a time, and now the second half of the year is coming around, and so most of us are receiving notices from our insurer telling us what our rates will be for the latter half of 2020. And for many people, that's turning into a rate hike. And that raises the interesting question. As you just noted, if the coronavirus is still a thing, if the economy is still largely closed, and that's the case, so we're not driving still. And therefore, how can anyone justify a rate increase? And in fact, I called around to pretty much every leading insurer. Some of them ducked the question. They didn't want to talk about it at all. Others said, no, they would never, ever think about recouping that earlier discount in the form of higher rates now. But then when I said, well, how come if driving is down, rates are going up? They said, yeah, well, that's kind of a trick of the trade. You don't worry your pretty head about it. And that's a little bit alarming. And I reached out to Insurance Commissioner Ricardo Lara and asked him, dude, what's the score? I didn't say dude necessarily, but you get the point. And he came back to me and said that he's already been in touch with the insurers and has let them know that the onus is on them to look at our driving habits in months ahead and possibly offer retroactive discounts if indeed we are not driving. I looked through some of the regulatory materials. I didn't see language that quite spelled it out like that, but I'll tell you, the folks in the insurance commissioner's office were adamant that that's how it's going to be. So maybe we will see some more discounts ahead in the future.
So you seem to think that the interpretation of the regulations are that what the insurance companies are doing now is not allowed under California law?
What it seems to be, or at least according to the insurance commissioner's office, the insurers are still obliged to make sure that our rates are commensurate to the amount of driving we're doing. And since we're not doing any driving, end of story right there. To me, the regulation looked a little bit more vague. I'm told that I'm wrong, so let's give them the benefit of the doubt here. But here's the thing. When I talk to the insurers, and then when I talk to the industry-backed Insurance Information Institute, they really didn't give a sense that they felt like other discounts were required. They gave me more of a sense of, well, we'll cross that bridge when we get there. So there seems to be an open question as to how all the various players are looking at it. But the most important thing is the insurance commissioner. If Commissioner Lara is saying that these guys might have to give us discounts if we're not driving, and we are not driving, then that's going to be the law of the land.
David Lazarus, LA Times business columnist. You can read more of this today in David's column at the LA Times website.